For months, Walmart and state officials have gone back and forth on whether Alaska salmon should be sold in their stores. The dispute is over a tiny blue sustainability label from the Marine Stewardship Council, which Walmart requires for their seafood. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that a trip by Walmart executives to Juneau has left state officials optimistic for a resolution.
As executive director of DIPAC, Eric Prestegard is used to giving tours. Every year, tens of thousands of people visit the hatchery in Juneau to see how they raise salmon.
This is the kind of thing you're only going to see something like this in Alaska. This is very unique to Alaska, what you're seeing in here. These are incubators.
This Wednesday, his tour group is a little unusual. It's made up of half a dozen Walmart executives fresh in from Arkansas to learn about Alaska seafood. Prestegard takes them to a dark room that looks like a server farm. But instead of computer equipment, the towers are full of tiny young salmon with fresh water flowing through them.
So you can see the fry swimming in there. See them? And you see the little pink belly? So they still have their yolk sac. They're not ready yet. See the little pink belly?
DIPAC was just one of the stops for the Walmart crew. They visited Alaska Glacier Seafoods, they talked with state biologists, and they ate a catered meal of, what else, Alaska salmon. This was all part of the state's charm offensive to make sure Alaska salmon stays in Walmart and Sam's Club freezers. Since June, Alaska politicians have been at loggerheads with the company because of a policy to only carry seafood that has a Marine Stewardship Council logo on it. While nearly all of the state's salmon fisheries have been certified by the MSC more than once, some Alaska seafood processors no longer want to pay the extra fee for their label. They think going through the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute certification process should be enough to prove they operate sustainably. On top of that, the MSC has been slow to recertify hatchery salmon in Prince William Sound, which has ruffled some in the industry. While Walmart's executives weren't available for reporter questions during the tour, Prestegard says the whole situation's left the company in a pickle, having to choose between the industry standard for sustainability and Alaska fish.
Oddly enough, I feel a little bit bad for Walmart because I kind of feel like they're in a rock and a hard spot. They have one side, these NGOs and whatnot, are kind of hitting on them saying, you know, you said you're going to do X, Y, and Z, sustainability, blah, blah, blah. And then they have the fact that they're a huge U.S. retailer and they can't buy from the U.S. And I think that that does go to their core.
While this whole conflict has played out, Walmart has continued to stock Alaska salmon. And now that the Walmart executives who handle seafood and sustainability issues have visited the state, Commerce Commissioner Susan Bell is hopeful that they'll keep on stocking it, even if it doesn't carry an MSC label.
They're committed to Alaska seafood, it's important to their customers, and they're not bound to a single certifier.
Keeping Walmart as a customer isn't just an important financial move for the state. While the company does buy millions of pounds of Alaska salmon, the reputational impact that would come from losing them might be as, or even more vital than the dollars directly attached to their decision.
We want to be sure that any cloud that comes over Alaska and the sustainability of our fisheries, that we address that immediately.
The flip side of that is keeping Walmart committed to MSC products is also important to the London-based sustainability organization. While MSC declined an interview for this story, they've traded volleys with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute over the past year over whose certification program is more rigorous. For its part, Walmart seems optimistic that they can carry Alaska salmon without going back on their sustainability pledge. In a statement, Vice President of Meat and Seafood David Baskin wrote that, quote, "Walmart has proudly sourced seafood from the state of Alaska for many years, and we continue to do so." In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.